This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
13 till 7, a little bit late. Quickly to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Happy holidays, Mike. Merry Christmas to you. How you doing?
Man, I am doing great. I got home from Cuba on Friday, and I walk in my office, and I said, Mr. Brainerd, what day is it? He said, well, it's Friday. I said, yeah, Friday the what? The 13th. I said, of what? December. I said, oh, my goodness. How did it become the 13th of December? I am so excited to one, to be home, because as you know, I was in England, traveling throughout England with the British government, and then we were just in Cuba on trade missions. It's so good to be back in the United States and right here for Christmas. I'm so excited. This, you know, my favorite time of the year, and as I've been traveling, I was in Lake Charles at an export facility yesterday. Everybody is cooking up a storm, and Uncle Larry cooked for me 2 days ago, Larry Roussel. And we were down for a soil and water meeting, you know, and Uncle Larry always thinks I'm too skinny. And as you know, I'm not. But he had two different types of gumbo, a beautiful Louisiana, magnificent seafood gumbo and a chicken gumbo and Louisiana rice and all the fixings. Oh, my goodness. And I tell you what, that seafood gumbo, and I guess I just been wanting some so bad. But it had the shrimp. It had, you know, the crabs in it. You know, had just a little bit of sausage in it. And over Louisiana rice, and I can tell you, it's good to be in Louisiana.
It is, Mike. Let me tell you about it. Good to be in Louisiana, and I know you didn't come on and talk about this, but I had to take a trip to North Louisiana to Ruston over the weekend, and you'd miss the story, but Google Maps sent me through Arkansas, and when I saw that sign going from New Orleans to Ruston, when I saw the sign "Welcome to Arkansas," I was flipping out. I don't mind telling you.
You were going to Ruston.
Yeah,
and Ruston, and you ended up in Arkansas.
Yeah, I was not. I was not happy. Believe me, I was not happy at all. But that North Louisiana is some very beautiful country, man. And for people that I'm not trying to be a cheerleader for Louisiana or anything, but it's a beautiful area, man. And rivals in a lot of ways, the Ruston area and those kind of places, Tennessee. Talk about that, if you will, for people that don't go up north.
It is magnificent. You know, in this state, there's so much diversity in our lands. And really, when you fly, if you fly in little bitty airplanes like I do, you can actually see the lines across the state where things change. The soil changes, the topography changes, the crops change. And you get up to Ruston, you know, it's cattle, it is poultry, it's trees, you know, you got rolling hills, and it's just beautiful there. And, you know, some of the finest, friendliest people you ever did see. We normally get up to Ruston and all through Marouge, and we have big pea cookings up there. And so where we gather all the people up and you start off with some fresh, you know, purple hull peas, and, of course, you add all the finest ingredients like pork and chicken, and you have that with fresh tomatoes and fresh onions and fresh cornbread. And of course, and big gatherings, you know, as, you know, we think about big crawfish boils here, we have pea cookings. And it's just so much fun and hardworking people. And, you know, if you look at the 5th Congressional District, Ms. Julia Letlow's district, that is the largest row crop district, farming district in America. The largest row crop farming district in America. And agriculture, let me tell you something, trees, chickens, and crops, that is the total focus and a great deal of that. Now we're getting some industry up in that area, and so we're very excited about that. And if down here, you know, if you're in sugarcane land, you're in cane land, you know. But the topography is very different, but the people are wonderful, hardworking, and it's just, yeah, it's beautiful there. And I tell you, if you get lost and go through the Castache Forest, you know, and 10%, 10, yep. Yeah, it's huge. The Cassache is huge. You know, it's about 10% of the timber owned in Louisiana is by the federal government in the Cassache National Forest. And it is, you know, very, very, very well managed. We work with them. You know, we've signed partnership agreements called MOUs, Memorandums of Understanding, where we work with them. And so the amount of, you know, you think about the large landholders in Louisiana, the Cassache is larger than that. And so it's well preserved. And everyone needs to drive it and take the road less traveled. Get off.
That's
the
what I did. Unfortunately, I wound up in Arkansas. I didn't want to go that less traveled, but I did. But it was just beautiful country, Mike. It surprised me.
It's beautiful. It really is. And it's a, and it, and you know, and it's, and I'm blessed because I get to travel and work with people all through that part of the world.
I was thinking about you, as a matter of fact, as I was driving, thinking this is what Mike's talking about because he always gets to see this. Let's talk about, on a not as happy note, flesh-eating maggots and cattle imports. What's going on there?
Yes. And so, you know, back in the 60s, 1969 specifically, we eradicated what's called the New World screwworm, which is a, quote, a maggot that is laid by flies. And what makes this so worrisome is that normally when you get, quote, you know, and again, the screwworms, which is, you have to think of maggots. It's on dead tissue. It's on a wound, something that's injured. But the thing about this particular bug, it will attack live, normal, healthy flesh. Now, it was eradicated in 1969 from commercial livestock in the United States by a novel technique where they released sterilized male flies, which would then mate with the females, and they wouldn't reproduce, and the population was eradicated. There was a small case down in lower Florida a couple of years ago. They found some in deer. Not exactly sure how those flies got to that part of Florida, but that was eradicated. Now, since then, we had pushed it down below the Panama Canal, and the disease was in South America, but now it's been found in Mexico. And we're not sure how prevalent it is in Mexico. So the federal government has temporarily halted all importation of Mexican livestock, that's cattle, horses, et cetera, from Mexico into the United States. And we are watching very carefully our accredited veterinarians, which I am one on a personal basis, which means in addition to having being a licensed veterinarian, I'm a contract and have extra training with the USDA to monitor. So we're going to get ahead of this. We're going to monitor for this. There's going to be a lot more inspections, but for now, there will be no importation of any live livestock, and that's horses and cattle, et cetera, from Mexico till we get a handle on this.
Thank you, Mike Strain. Appreciate you as always. Look, have a Merry Christmas, man. I hope you all enjoy it, and we'll talk to you again, I think, next Thursday maybe, hopefully.
Next Thursday. And look, you got to gain a pound between now and Thursday or you're not holding up your end.
I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to do it for you, Mike. I'm going to do it for you.
I know you are.
Ha. Thank you, sir.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. 6:54, 6 till 7, traffic now, WWL.